Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. For the next 30 days, Long Beach, California will be the swimming capital of the world. And the man responsible for that is our first guest, Rich Forster. Rich, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
How did you get this idea of bringing swimming to Long Beach?
Well, I'm involved with the aquatic sports. I'm president of U.S. Water Polo. I'm vice president of the United States Aquatic Sports. It holds, that's responsible for all the aquatic disciplines. And I've been at many international events, and every time I go to one of these big events worldwide, I say, well, wouldn't it be great to bring one of these events back to Long Beach? So that started the thinking about bringing a big event back here.
And you made several earlier efforts to bring the World Aquatics Champions to Long Beach, which didn't quite work out, but got us in the groove.
Well, at the start we said we want to go after three things. We wanted to go after the World Aquatics Championships that is run by FINA, the international body. We wanted to go after the Olympic Games themselves, because the Los Angeles Sports Council liked our World Championship bid so much, they incorporated that into their bid for the Olympic Games.
Well, I remember the 1984 Olympics in L.A., which were fantastic, and partially in Long Beach.
Yeah. And the third thing we wanted to go after was the Olympic swim trials. And we just thought from the start that if we got any one of those three, it would be a success. The first two we lost out on, but the third one we got.
Well, NBC will be broadcasting live in July, 6 hours from Long Beach. Incredible value of publicity, and of course visitors coming on into town.
Sure, we'll be in every newspaper across the country every day. When we're on television with NBC, of course we'll be viewed by everybody nationwide, but even on the starting blocks, the touch pads that the swimmers touch at the end of their events, it'll have the Long Beach name on it. So, we'll be front and center.
Well, we all know who Chris Pook is, who brought us the Grand Prix motorsport event, which has been such a success for the last 30 years. And I view Rich as the Chris Pook of swimming. So thank you for putting all that effort in. And let's just take a look at what some of the swimmers think about Olympic trials and representing their country.
I just am very proud to be an American, even especially now.
To go out there and represent the United States of America and wear that flag, it really has a special meaning.
And it's not just yourself, it's you're representing your country, and that means so much to me.
To represent your country in your sport or field or whatever you're doing at the highest level is a real honor.
Misty Hyman of the United States just about to pull off one of the biggest upsets of these Olympic Games in front of all the Americans. Misty Hyman, yes, and he's got it. Going against the world record athletic.
Rich, besides the Olympic swim trials, there are a lot of other events, including water polo. And I understand back in the old days you were at Long Beach State and were captain of the water polo team.
I was 30 pounds ago.
You know, 30 years ago. That's a pretty rough sport, isn't it? Men's and women's water polo.
When it gets up to the international level, the collegiate level, it gets pretty rough. At the age group level, the kids just really enjoy playing. It's really a fun sport to play. I mean, parents come up to me and say, I'm not sure I understand the rules, but my son wants to go, or my daughter wants to go to practice every day. They come home clean. They want to go to bed early. So.
What a deal. Now, you're a practicing attorney in town, and this is obviously a labor of love. This is not where you make your living. You love swimming. You love the sports, and it must be very gratifying to you personally to see this finally happening after all the years laboring in the vineyards.
It's really fun, and I'm a volunteer. I don't get paid for this, but it really is fun to work on, and it's fun to be involved in projects that are just you meet so many great people and work with so many good people.
I had a chance to visit the stadium last week during the press conference, and the vista from the stadium, which seats 10,000 or so folks, is magnificent. And this stadium was brought over piece by piece from Italy.
Yeah, we looked at companies across the world before we selected Mirtha, which is an Italian company, to build this pool. It's a stainless steel pool. It comes in sections that you could take through a normal doorway, and they're bolted together and braced, and they put a liner on them, and you know, a month ago, it was a parking lot. Now it's a big swim stadium.
And normally it takes 6 months, I'm told, to put that together. They did it in 30 days.
We did it in, actually in less than 30 days, yeah.
And, of course, the grandstands are there from the Grand Prix, so that was perfect.
Oh, it worked out great because the Grand Prix just finished maybe a few weeks before that, and they just left, you know, some of the bleachers there. And so once the pool structure was started, they had their footprint, and they built the seats for us. Now, it was a little bit different for them because the pool is above ground, and so...
Yes.
They had to build the bleachers a little higher, so the top row of bleachers is about 65 feet tall. But it's just a tremendous vista of the Long Beach shoreline, and some really think that the best seat is up in the corner,
yep,
up in the top rows, because you can see everything. It's just a sweeping vista.
One way you see the Queen Mary and the, yep, harbor, the other way you see the skyline. Yeah, so there's no bad seat in that house.
There really isn't a bad seat.
And there are a lot of events prior to the Olympic trials where you can go down. It's not going to be difficult to get seats, and you can enjoy this. I guarantee you, you will see Long Beach in a different way sitting in that stadium. And I know when it's all over, it gets disassembled, and you've sold the stadium to someone else.
We sold. We have two pools. We have the main event pool. We also have a warm-up pool. They're both 50-meter pools, and we try to keep them in the area, but, you know, with the local budgets being what they are, that nobody could really afford them. So we sold one, the main pool, to the city of Yucaipa, and a private swim club in New Jersey bought the warm-up pool.
What a deal. In our next segment, we'll be joined by the man who has to be the second happiest person here about this event, Steve Goodling, head of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.